This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Forever Dog.
Last week on Fuck Hut, Timothy and Serena made a love connection that'll go down in the history books as one of the greatest love stories ever told. Unless Mrs. Proctor gets in the way.
Still in the
School for Teens, Episode 3, Wednesday, Rehearsal Room. Serena sits cross-legged on the floor, wearing a silk gown. She brushes her hair using a spork and hums to herself. We see that she's in a padded room with no doors or windows or visible exits. Serena smiles. She is absolutely dead behind the eyes. Why wouldn't she be?
Another day at Fuck Hut. Another day of being me, Serena. When I think of all the things I could do today, I feel excitement. I have so many options due to all of my personality traits. Maybe I'll call a friend and tell them what's going on with me.
She pulls out her phone, then stops.
Wait, what is going on with me? I really don't know what to talk about now that Timothy isn't here. Before I met Timothy, I had so many ideas, hobbies, interests. I was working on finding a cure for cancer, for God's sakes. I'm legitimately a genius. Anyway, time for me to go suck Timothy's dick so hard his nutsack gets stuck inside my throat.
The walls open and allow Serena to leave, now that she has said something acceptable.
It's time for morning announcements. That's right, it's Mr. T on the microphone. Another beautiful Wednesday here at Fuck Hut School for Teens. And you know what that means? My band is playing. As you all know, every week I get together with some of the saddest guys in my life and play some of the worst songs ever written. This week, we've cooked up some really bad stuff. Our drummer can't do anything, our guitarist is always late, and our singer is truly just bad at what he does. I play the bass, and honestly, I just want any reason to stop. But it's the only fun thing that I do. I work, and then I go home, and then I do it all over again. Anyway, if any of you guys want to swing by, drinks are on me. We're singing Hotel California 42 times in a row.
Interior rehearsal space. Big Kate, Rude Kate, and Little Kate are hard at work putting the finishing touches on their song.
Okay, ladies, we finished our song that we were working on from earlier. Now it is time to finally play it.
Wait, before we get started playing our song that we have been working on, I have a question for the group. You know how bands have names?
I don't totally follow.
You better explain yourself because I'm starting to get pissed the fuck off.
Well, normally bands have names. Like the Beatles or David Matt Band?
Okay.
I'm still lost.
Okay, how about Fleetwood Mac or Led Zeppelin or the band Queen from the movie Bohemian Rhapsody directed by noted alleged pedophile Bryan Singer?
Oh, is he the one who did the Oscar-winning movie about Freddie Mercury's teeth?
One and the same. So, a key ingredient of any band is a name, and I think we should have one.
Fucking fine. Okay, whatever.
What's wrong, Kate?
Nothing. I just wish I came up with that idea. You've always been the smart triplet.
Well, if it's any consolation, you're the triplet with the biggest teeth.
Thank you.
So, what should we call our band?
I was thinking Seinfeld.
It has a certain ring to it.
Aw, I honestly love it. Mm.
Okay, now that that's out of the way, let's play our first song together as a fully realized band.
The triplets crowd around the piano and microphone. They all reach for the piano at the same time. All three hands reach for just one key. They pull away and reach for the same key again. They look at one another, terrified.
Wait, I can't tell which hand is mine.
Me neither.
Because we're triplets. Lest we forget.
Okay, what do we do? I'm freaking out.
I'm so scared.
Which hand is mine?
How are we supposed to play a song if we can't even figure out whose hand is whose?
Interior hallway. Serena approaches Timoshi in the stairwell. She is holding an accordion, which she firmly plants in between herself and Timoshi. She looks at Timoshi with bone-chillingly vacant bedroom eyes.
Hey, Timoshi, how's it going?
I've decided we're dating now.
Finally.
Also, I'm staying at this school. I'm not going to football academies. My doctor said if I get one more concussion, my head will split into two different heads.
Like a hydra.
What the fuck are you talking about? Fire hydrants only have one head, and they don't even play football.
Timoshi punches a locker as hard as he can.
Oh, gave myself the hiccups.
Serena reaches for him.
Babe, you seem distracted.
I'm not distracted. I'm distracted. Shut up. Oh my God, you're evil.
What?
Sometimes football isn't everything in the world. Did you ever think of that?
No, I never thought of that. You are a tall genius. When someone is louder than me, it means they are smart.
Yes. Babe, I need to tell you something, babe. Before we take this any further, babe, there's something about me you should know.
Why don't you tell it to me on my Samsung Galaxy?
We zoom in on the Samsung Galaxy for the rest of the scene. Serena is exploring all the phone's thrilling new features.
The Samsung Galaxy has huge buttons or small buttons, which is why I'm switching to Samsung Galaxy for my old phone, which is like a bag of fucking ugly rocks to me in comparison. My old phone is scary to me now that I have my new phone. Anyway, what the fuck did you want to tell me?
You said you wanted to tell me something.
You're annoying when you think you're smarter than me. And just so you know, I can do times tables really fast.
Wow.
He smiles. Just then, an ethnically ambiguous girl named Liza approaches the pair. We only see her hand as she reaches in to point at the phone.
Hey guys, cool phone. I love its sleek design and intuitive interface. It appeals to me as a teen. By the way, it's me, Liza, the only ethnic person allowed in the show right now.
Really? It's just you?
They're doing the best they can. After all, the producers of the show told me there's only two women of color in the entire world.
Shot up Timoshi's face. Where's Liza?
Sounds defensible. Anyway, let's never talk about this again. It's 2019. We already solved diversity in the entertainment industry. Anyway, Liza, why are you here right now?
Cut back to Liza's hand.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to check and see if you knew that all the teachers are fucking all the students at this after-school program that we're all enrolled in. La, 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 la. That's a new song I wrote. It's called Free Bird.
Shot of Serena's face.
What's going on? I didn't hear anything from the last couple of minutes because I was imagining being 1 inch taller than I am right now. So scary. Who are you?
Cut back to Liza's hand as it pulls out of frame.
I'm Liza.
So nice meeting you.
All right, well, I'm gonna head out.
Shot of Timoshi's face.
Wait. Don't you want to stay and do more things in the episode and the series in general?
Shot of an air conditioning vent.
Nope, goodbye.
The shot goes back to the Samsung Galaxy. We never actually saw Liza's face, but that's enough ethnic for the network for one day.
Wait, what was that girl's name?
What girl?
I don't know, I think she said something. 2 minutes ago, I became aware of my tongue for the first time, and now I'm obsessed with it, so I didn't hear anything the girl said.
I literally have no idea who you're talking about.
Me neither.
Cool. Well, now that we're dating, do you want to raw dog me?
For sure. Right here?
He motions to the crowded hallway full of teen girls and old men.
Yes, get me pregnant for real right now.
I will fill you with my hot scalding seed.
Fill me with your seed, which spills from your sack. Your potent seed will fill my puckering flower, hungry for sticky hot gum to get me pregnant, so that I may carry on your blessed legacy inside of my stinky womb.
Hey, let me play my favorite hot and sexy song for you while we hook up.
The national anthem blasts out of Timoshi's phone speakers. That's my favorite song.
Wait, didn't you want to tell me something?
Shut up!
They start to kiss. There's clearly a body double for Timothy because the actors playing Serena and Timothy have had another huge falling out at this point because of the enormous pay disparity. We cut away moments before Timothy and Serena fuck in the hallway as the national anthem plays in the background, because it's the only thing the show could get the rights to, honey.
Attention, students. This is Miss Proctor speaking. I'm your principal, or whatever my job is. I need Timothy Quarterback to come to my office ASAP. I repeat, Timothy Quarterback, come in my office ASAP.
Interior, another rehearsal room, same time. Grigory and Kendall are hard at work on their songs. They've switched outfits since we last saw them.
Fuck! I can't believe I'm saying this, but this acapella rap moment is not coming together for me.
I've been scatting for hours and I cannot come up with a good song. What gives?
What the fuck? You've never had writer's block before.
I know. No one has ever suffered more than this.
We are special!
Super close up on Kindle. You can only see her mouth.
I need to tell you something right now. I think it's why I've been blocked off for so long. Because I've been keeping a secret from you.
Close up on Grigory's mouth.
Wait, Kendall, same here.
You go first.
No, you go first.
I have an idea. Let's say our secret on the count of 30.
One.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Four.
Wait.
Fuck, my bad. One.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Five.
Six.
Seven.
Eight.
9 10 11
12
13
14
15
I'm gay.
Me too.
Wait. Me too.
I'm pretty sure this is what the Me Too movement was about. Us living our truth.
Me too. Me too.
Kendall and Grigory sigh.
I feel like a huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders. Like a 20-pound weight was on my shoulders and someone lifted it off my shoulders. And now there is no more weight on my shoulders. I'm Shakespeare.
And I wish my burns would heal. Since we last spoke, I got a new burn. There was a candle on ground and I tried to pick it up using the fire part, but it turns out you can't hold fire. I didn't fucking know that, and I wish someone would have told me.
Science is hard. That's why women shouldn't be doctors.
Agreed.
Grigory begins scatting, and Kendall begins an elaborate ribbon dance, which sucks. Interior, Mrs. Proctor's office. Timothy runs into Mrs. Proctor's office after his steamy hookup with Serena in the hallway. And the rocket's a red glare. Mrs. Proctor is laying on her desk, sucking on a big spoon.
There you are.
Hey, I came here to take you up on your offer.
For fuck or for scholarship?
I guess both.
Thank God. I'm looking to get dicked down so hard I forget my own name.
Your name is Mrs. Proctor.
Yes.
You said you forgot your own name. Your name is Mrs. Proctor.
No, I meant like the sex is so good that I forget my... You know what? Never mind. You can just have the money.
Wow. Every conversation in my life ends up with me getting an award or more money. I guess I really am brave.
Okay, dude. Time for you to shut up and put out.
I love you. Mommy.
No response from Mrs. Proctor. She and Timothy start making out. It's horrible. The camera refuses to pull away, even though it's very bad. Every woman involved in the making of this show visibly wants the actor playing Timothy erased from the face of the earth. Finally, mercifully, the camera pulls away from the quote-unquote love scene. Reveal that someone just outside the door was filming them hook up. That someone? Little Kate. She is so little, they didn't even see her. She runs away, farting and giggling. You go, little Kate. You go, glow, glow, glow.
I may be little, but I love big drama.
Next week on Fuck Hut, the pressure of the songwriting assignment is getting to the students. Will they be able to get their shit together before the big show? Or will something very bad happen? Ooh!
Music School for Teens is a Forever Dog production written and directed by me, Mitra Johari, starring Whitmer Thomas, Patty Harrison, Matt Rogers, Greta Teitelman, Catherine Cohen, Sarah Sherman, Anna Saragina, Iowa Debury, Sunita Mani, Cricket Arison, and me, Mitra Johari, LOL. All of the music was scored and composed by Henry Kapersky, lyrics written by me, Mitra Johari, theme song composed by Patty Harrison. Our amazing cover art was done by the mega talented Margalit Cutler. The show was executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. You can binge all 5 episodes of Fuck Hut Music School for Teens right now on Stitcher Premium. Just go to stitcherpremium.com and use promo code ForeverDog to get your first month free. See you next week on Fuck Hut Music School for Teens.